Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've never been.
That's Sir Ruffin bringing us back. It's Daniel. That's one of his great songs. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Debbie Myers, our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She is the home problem solver. She is the inventor of the green bags and the green boxes and the green circles and the green parallelograms and all that stuff. The cake cutter, the pie cutter, the cobbler cutter, and all that. It's all in one, right? Right. It's all that in one, right, Debbie?
You have a theme going with cake.
Come on, your cake.
Move to the veggies. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know what you're thinking. Hit the salad bar every once in a while, dude, right? And HSN on Saturday and Tuesday.
Yes, this week, Saturday and Tuesday.
I'm going to call in one of these days.
Will
they let me talk to you?
They should, yes.
I'm going to call in. Do I have to buy something?
No, you do not.
Hey, can I buy the new cake cutter this week, this Saturday?
No, it won't be on yet. I'll let you know.
Oh, man. Well, tell me when the new cake cutter comes in, because that's when I want to buy one.
I want you to call when it
comes. Let me know when it's going to be the new one, with the new handles. Are those pearl handles, or what are they?
Oh, they're very pretty. There's some new colors available.
Oh, good. Can I get a pink one? That's what I want. I want the pink handles. Hey, Debbie, Debbie and I are talking about how dangerous it can be in sales to have an opinion. Her dad taught her that having an opinion is bad for business, and that's good advice. But there are people, Debbie, you're out there, you've got a platform, I have a platform. Anybody who has a platform, large or small or medium, we do have an obligation to manage our rhetoric, don't we?
I absolutely believe that. Whatever your opinion is, you are still very responsible for your actions relative to it. And what I mean by that is that I have an opinion. I have very strong opinions about things, but I don't feel the need to share them with everyone I come in contact with, whether it's through the television, through the radio, or in person. I would like to feel that I feel as though I trust the people with whom I share my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I trust them to have, as you said, the dignity and the respect for my opinions. That it's not a relationship ender because we differ. It's just two people.
But there are also people out there who hear us, and who if we were to run our mouths off about our opinions, mm-hmm. don't we have? I mean, if I wanted to vent about this thing or that thing, to the degree that I have a platform, to the degree that you have a platform, in inland waterway, I don't know about in the ocean, but in inland waterway rules, if you're in a boat, you're responsible for your wake.
Exactly.
If you create a wake and it causes a damage, you're responsible for that wake.
That is the perfect analogy. Because
and I wonder, you know, if all of us shouldn't say, you know, whenever I say something, what kind of a wake is this going to cause, and what kind of problem could it create?
And those problems, and you don't know what kind of person you're reaching. Some of those people will act on your opinion thinking, okay, I agree with that, now it's time to act and do something. Are you responsible for what they did? That's a fine line, but it's still, you've added to the weight, or whatever that weight is on their head or their shoulders. And I keep on thinking that people have lost sight, many, many people have lost sight of the fact that not everybody needs to know everything that's in your head. And I've said this before, I don't want to see a photograph of your lunch. anymore.
Exactly.
I don't need to know that much about you. I have no.
We live in a, what you're saying is we live in a world where too much information is
TMI.
is the way it's going, isn't it?
Oh, TMI.
I agree with you about that.
There's too much. There's too much for us to absorb that needs to be absorbed, and I would like I would love that we go back to being, you know, this is like maybe the old lady in me talking, but being a gentler, kinder to each other.
Well, Daniel Patrick Moynihan called What's Going On Right Now 40-something years ago. He wrote a book, and in that book he coined the term defining deviancy down.
Uh-huh.
And yep. that's what we're living right now. We've defined deviancy down, and we need to respond to your gentler time. We need to get back to that. God help us if we don't.
And
so having an opinion is bad for business. I love what the man said, Debbie's father. Hey, Debbie, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. I will love to come back.
Go sell some greenbacks. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.